people live down here. We had a big sawmill, you know, a lot of colored people live down in this area, and then we had an exodus, the sawmills kind of, timber industry got over, and we had an exodus of colored people from here about 1917. They started going mostly to Philadelphia and other places. They're doing World War I. They got a lot of work, and this whole area down here, nobody lived here at all except a few colored families. And I bought some of this property off and on, and of course I always knew about it and bought it. And after I bought it for a little for speculation, tried to sell some of it, and it was a little hard to sell. Nobody wanted it. It was too far out of town. So I just kept it and kept buying a little more and a little more, and then we decided we'd just build a little place down here. Mm-hmm. We were the first people to build down in this area here at all, except from the colored people who live now further on down. And we moved in here in 51. We started building the house in 1950, and we were over a year building it. Material was scarce, and money was scarce, and we paid as we went along. It was mostly lack of material. Material was scarce. It was after the Korean War. We had to wait. We'd have to wait on bricks, and you'd have to wait on tile, and have to wait on other things like that. But we got it finished, and we're very thankful.
Okay, let me ask, what do you call this room or rooms?
Well, this is our kitchen, and of course this is Ponderosa Pine. Ponderosa Pine.
When you were younger, did you ever have a kitchen that was separate from the house? Or
No. I have known of those. I knew those. My grandparents had them, but that goes some time back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't imagine there were any houses built after 1900 that had the kitchen separated from the house. About far as back as 1900.
Did you ever hear a different name for a kitchen if it was separate?
No, I didn't know. If I did, I didn't know of it. I didn't keep up with too many things like that as I came along. I don't know. It seemed like I remember a lot of things. I had a bad experience this last week on this trip. We had a couple of very attractive ladies from the West Coast, two sisters. One was from Los Angeles and the other was from San Francisco. And they were very nice. And so I've always been fascinated with San Francisco as a city, you know. Just in so many things about it are fascinating. And something came up in this. And anyway, I chatted with the lady a little about San Francisco and so forth. I says, I even remember the earthquake. Well, that was 1906, you know. that dated me right then. I told her I was born in 1900. And anyway, sometimes, you know, of course, I know I'm old, but I have been extremely active. I know I look old, but I'm very grateful. And I don't want to brag on it, but I have been extremely active. And sometimes I think I'm younger than I am. Because up to 2 years ago, I was running the oil business. And those 500-pound barrels of oil and so forth, I'd move them around and deliver them. And I did most of the hard work. I had young men to drive the trucks and to deliver the gas, but it looked like all the hard work always fell on me. Whenever a truckload of freight had come in and other things and all, I'd always be the one who caught the hard work. All right, beg your pardon now. And I was very active, for which I've been grateful. And I worked mighty hard. Yeah, you look at this big place, yeah, it takes a lot of work to keep up a big place like this.
Sure does. what do you call the room in here?
Well, that's our dining room.
And what about the...
Well, the big living room, and the dining room, living room, and den all open into one. That's the den down at the far end. I don't know. That's the den there. I think you've got. The bath would be. The bath would be more in here. You've got the bathroom there. You can check that out. Yeah, the bath would come more in between, right in like in there, something like that, in here. And it'd come more in the. No, it wouldn't take in here. It would take in partly the bedroom and. Yeah.